This is Pam Sadler, nurse, nutritionist, and homeopath. This is a recording of a talk I gave about simple cures for acute or emergent situations. Some of these therapies, such as when I talk about stopping chest pain, are for temporary relief to control the situation until you are able to get to a healthcare facility for evaluation. Other techniques will take care of the situation so no further follow-up may be necessary. As always, use common sense when handling health conditions and do what you feel is best for the situation. This information is for educational purposes only and is not meant to take the place of your health care provider.
So we're just going to start with anxiety, nervousness, panic attack, shock, those kinds of things. Like if you were in an, had an injury, Rescue Remedy is, many of you have probably used Rescue Remedy. So you kind of relax. It doesn't have any side effects at all, like sleepiness or anything like that. It's a flower remedy, which is a homeopathic remedy. It is a homeopathic remedy. It's just made from the flowers of the plants. And you think of a flower remedy as dealing more with emotions, but they also have physical responses too, as well as just the emotional. But Rescue Remedy will help those anxiety attacks and panic attacks, and just when you're feeling excess stress, you can use it. And you can take it orally, or I've even just put a drop on the left wrist. And different, I've been looking at some of the different companies. There's a lot of homeopathic companies that make Rescue Remedy, and I find that in some companies they have a slightly different combination of flower essences in them than other companies do. But one time when I used it, I was on a plane and not really wanting to talk to anybody. I just wanted to be on the plane and read my book, and I didn't even make eye contact with the guy next to me because I just wanted to be by myself, you know. And so I'm following my plan, not making eye contact, sitting down in my seat, got my book out, and all of a sudden I hear this voice that says, "I hate flying." And I looked out of the corner of my eye up at him, and here he is, pale, diaphoretic, and I'm thinking, oh no, I'm going to have to do CPR pretty soon. And at that time, I wasn't carrying Rescue Remedy with me all the time. I carry it quite a bit now. I don't use it as much as I used to. I'm a lot calmer personality than I was for a while there, but still have it with me pretty much all the time. It's in my purse. But I just happened to have it with me that time. I had found it in my computer case when I had got to the seminar that I was at. And so I pulled that out, and I said, "Would you like to try a dose of this? This would help you." And of course, he doesn't know me from Adam, and he's like, "What is that?" And I said, "How about we just put a drop on your left wrist?" So I put a drop on his left wrist, and it wasn't a minute later, and he looks at me and he says, "What is that stuff?" Then he talks to me all the way to Minneapolis. I was not happy, but at least I wasn't doing CPR, so I was happy, you know, that he was
someone
fine.
Someone that's on antidepressant panic attack medicine, like Prozac, I think it is, take that.
If somebody's on a medication for anxiety, sure, they can still take it and benefit from it. Yeah, definitely. You know, you don't have side effects. You don't worry about the interactions.
You can put it on your left wrist.
Yeah, you don't even have to take it orally. You can take it orally, okay, but you can just put it on the left wrist. You can touch anywhere. You know, you got a kid that's going crazy, you can put a little on your hand and rub their neck with it. You know, when my son took his driver's training test, I had meant to give him some before he took his test. It's a really good remedy to take for test anxiety as well. But I had forgotten to give it to him, and I had to go back to the car to get my driver's license out to show the guy that was giving the test. And so when I was there, I put a little Rescue Remedy on my hand, and I just touched my son's bare arm while I handed him some papers. And so he didn't even know I had given him the remedy. I'm pretty sneaky sometimes. But when we, you know, I'm sitting in the back of the car, and I'm just listening to him doing this whole driver's training thing, and he's just calmly talking away to everybody, to the guy that's doing the testing, and had no problem through the whole thing. They're just chatting while he's taking his driver's test. I mean, this is such a huge thing for a 16-year-old, and he's just as calm as a cucumber through it. And when he was all done, he was like, "Why, Mom, I thought I'd be really nervous." And I was a bad mom and told him I gave him Rescue Remedy. I shouldn't let him think that it was just his own inner calmness that had created that, but I did tell him.
How do you protect it on the airport?
How do you protect it? Well, you know, if you have things in an amber vial, I don't find that my remedies seem to be affected too much.
Because so. I've tried different ways. I've tried showing them and telling them, you know, have them in a special case and tell them I don't want them to go through that. Well, that doesn't work.
No, it doesn't. They put everything through those. And at first, they were letting you put the homeopathic remedies aside, but now they won't let you. So fortunately, I've given a kit to almost all of my relatives, so I don't travel with as many remedies, you know, when I'm going to visit my relatives. But everything that I take, I make sure it's in an amber case. But you can't take the liquids, so you got to put things in pellets usually, too, if you want to take them, because you only get that quart-sized bag of liquids, and by the time by the time you had everything you really wanted in case of emergency, because when are things going to happen? When you're away from your store where you have everything that you want and desire, you know. I want my store. I've got everything that works, you know.
When you're first like that, and you have your cell phone in another pocket on the side of your purse.
With a cell phones can affect homeopathic remedies, but what I have protection on my cell phone from BioPro, and that those cell phone chips work pretty well. And I have another little diode in my purse too, and I have my remedies inside my purse and my cell phone on the outside of my purse, so it's not touching. So, but very good point. Those are good things to think about with remedies, because they will be affected by those energies of things like that. Star of Bethlehem is another remedy that you can use for shock, especially if it's caused by trauma and blood loss. And if you're witness to a traumatic event, I would alternate rescue remedy and Star of Bethlehem every 5 minutes. I would give rescue, 5 minutes later give Star of Bethlehem, then I'd give rescue, and it really helps take that shock out of the system. And you help people take slow, deep breaths, and you have them breathe deep through into their, have them think about their breathing, have them focus on their breathing. Breathing's very important when you're anxious, and you try and get them to take their breaths right up through their abdomen, so they're breathing in and using the whole thing, and not just up here, but through their abdomen and everything, so the diaphragm is going down and you're actually filling up your lungs. And when you do that, even taking deep breaths through the day helps give you more energy. A lot of us breathe too shallow, and we'll get a lot more energy if we just take the time to even just take a few breaths, and we'll build our energy up doing that kind of breathing. But with somebody that's anxious, you want to do slow, deep breaths to try and get them to calm down. There's a bush flower essence called Emergency Remedy 2. We've got a book on bush flower essences in the library, and it has a recipe for emergency remedy, and that's a very good remedy as well for a lot of different things that happen. And after any kind of a shock kind of thing that people experience, it's really good to see a cranial sacral therapist or somebody that does Reiki or some kind of energy work and help try and get that shock out of the system, because it does stay. And there are some people that know a shock removal pattern to help get that out of the system. Asthma. Somebody has asthma, and I forgot to put on here aconite. I use homeopathic aconite quite frequently. When you think of the homeopathic remedy aconite, that is for anything that happens suddenly. So that would be another remedy for a trauma that happens really quickly, would be aconite. Anything that comes on, an illness that comes on suddenly, anything that's sudden onset, the first thing you should give homeopathically is aconite. But with asthma, you want to help expand those bronchioles and lobelia, rubbing that on the chest. That's an herb that comes in a tincture, and you can rub that on the chest. There's an emergency hold technique called the KI method, K-I, and there's a website with the KI method. And I haven't looked at the website lately. They used to have a CD you could order for $35 that went through emergency techniques using the KI method. And I'm going to share a couple of those techniques during this, because I've used them and they've worked very well. But the emergency hold technique for somebody that's having severe difficulty breathing, and say you don't have the, you know, say it's somebody that has a history of asthma and they can't get their breath and they don't have their inhaler, you can. There's a lung point right at the base of the front of your neck and then at the base of the back of the neck. And if you make that connection front to back there, it helps them open up their airway. And you don't push, you just gently put your hands there.
It doesn't matter,
right or left hand, where it goes. It doesn't really matter. And you just gently put it there. They're just little acupressure points. You don't want to press. I mean, you press there on the front of your neck and you're going to cause more stress and anxiety and worse in their breathing. You just want to basically touch in those two points. I was telling one gentleman one time about this technique, and he was like, well, you know, I kind of think I automatically do that already, because when he would have a problem, he would always hold his neck there in front and he would put his head up. So it was basically making his own, he would put his chin way up in the air, so he was actually putting his own pressure just by lifting his chin up in the air and holding that spot that way. A gentle bear hug from behind to adjust the spine. And what you do is you have somebody cross their arms in front of them, and you go behind them and reach under their arms and give them a hug and kind of lift them back a little bit, and that will help adjust the spine so that they breathe easier.
That works wonderful. My husband does it all the time.
Does he do that? You've had him do that?
Oh, yes, he does.
Very good. I'm glad to hear that testimony.
Around the corner at church.
Oh, he's done it at church. Very good. Very. That's awesome. Yeah.
I woke him up at 2 o'clock in the morning.
To help. Oh, because you have asthma?
No.
Oh.
No, I just know I'm out. I can have chest pains every 72 seconds.
Oh, and he'll do the gentle bear hug and lift you up, and it straightens your spine and brings you back to balance. Yeah, that's awesome. Very good. Very good. And give somebody lots of water too, because that helps to rehydrate the lungs. You have to have your mucous membranes working when you're having lung conditions. You really want that moisture to be there. Don't be afraid of mucus. There's a combination remedy called Asthma HP by Natural Creations, and that works very well. There's other remedies by other companies. Astragalus herb works really well. I talked about that previously for clearing the lungs. You may need to take large frequent doses, like 6 caps every 40 minutes for 4 doses or 6 doses. The herb thyme that's just in your cupboard, that thyme, that helps with asthma and help healing the lungs. Hyssop is a good aromatherapy for the lungs. It's for asthma, sore throat, tonsillitis. You can use that hyssop aromatherapy for that. And there's some combination herbs. ALJ by Nature Sunshine is one that's really good for respiratory problems. Marshmallow root and slippery elm, both of those herbs help mucous membranes. Marshmallow root, particularly for the lungs, seems to help that mucous membrane very, very well. Bites and stings, if you get bitten by something, probably the very first thing I would do is that electromagnetic conduction technique, where I would rub the sting with a tissue and hold it in my right hand and point down at the sting with my finger like a gun, where you pull at that and you may even feel the energy go up your finger and into that tissue. And a lot of times that's all you need. So if you don't have your homeopathic emergency kit with you right there, you can even find a leaf and rub it or whatever, just so you get a little bit of that venom. You can find the bee or the whatever it was that caused the sting, because that obviously has the venom in it, but you need something that has that venom. So if you rub that, even if you don't see it on the tissue, that venom will be in the tissue, the energy from that venom, and you hold it in your right hand and point down at that while you're grounded and in good contact with the earth, and usually just point at it for like a minute and the sting oftentimes will go right away. Now there's homeopathic remedies that also work very, very well for bites and stings. And one homeopathic remedy that's really just nice to have at home is first aid gel. That's a combination remedy, and this is made by Energique, and Natural Creations has it also. Those are a couple companies that have it, but it has arnica in it, calendula. Arnica helps inflammation. Calendula will keep things from bruising. And I've used calendula. I've actually used this product when I had a broken nose one time, and I put it on my face, and I didn't get any black eyes. And I got a baseball in my face one time when I was out playing baseball, and I heard my cheekbones crunch. And so I'm running up to the house to get my first aid gel, and I put that on. No bruise. Did not bruise. Calendula. Well, arnica will help bruising too, but with calendula, it will not come out at all. Now, arnica is very anti-inflammatory, and it helps all of those kinds of inflammation type things, but specifically for the bruising, the calendula, you just, with those severe injuries that you know are going to bruise, you don't bruise with that.
Uses that when extracts teeth.
Yeah, it's wonderful. When you use homeopathy with dental work, it's really awesome. You heal so much faster after doing that. Hypericum is a remedy that's for the nerves. And I use Hypericum a lot if somebody is having some kind of a nerve pain, tooth nerve, sometimes for cramps, for PMS type things, I'll use Hypericum. But this has so many different remedies in it. Sulfur is a remedy that helps particularly skin issues, but it also helps if other homeopathic remedies aren't working well. You can take sulfur, and it helps if one remedy isn't working, and take sulfur sometimes, and it'll stimulate things to start working better. And it has homeopathic echinacea in it, and Rustox, and some different potencies of the calendula and arnica, so it's more than one thing.
Plantain,
so that's plantain, the herb that everybody's got growing out in their lawns, as long as you haven't. Yeah, you take the leaf of plantain, and plantain is that plant that when you mow the lawn, it has that spike that grows up. It's the first thing you see after you mow the lawn. Sometimes you mow the lawn just to mow the plantain down if the conditions are real dry, but that leaf is very healing for wounds and stings and stuff like that. Very good, good point.
Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome.
I'll be back to I want to get some stuff.
Broken bones. Again, first aid gel you can put on. Rescue remedy for the shock, and 3 minutes later follow that with Star of Bethlehem, and wait 15 minutes to apply the arnica product. But if somebody's in shock from the broken bones, use the rescue remedy Star of Bethlehem first, and then put the arnica on. You can use comfrey. Yeah, comfrey is awesome, and it helps line up the bones very, very well. I actually used homeopathic comfrey the other day for one of the people that works at one of the stores. It's called Symphytum in the homeopathic remedy, and what I did was I took a pellet of the Symphytum and put it in my left hand and put it on her tailbone, and then put my right hand on the top of her back, and it did a spinal cord adjustment on her. Her spine just straightened right out, and her back pain went right away, and she was totally fine. It was just, she's looking at me like I don't know. She just was like, had this question and look, how did you do that? I said, I just thought it might work because I know comfrey. I didn't have any comfrey available, but I had the homeopathic comfrey, and I know if you hold the herb onto, the actual herb onto the root onto a place where the bones are out of alignment, it will actually put them into alignment. So I've used it on dogs with their hips that have been out of whack, and my horse that had bad conformation, and they actually straightened up by just holding the herb on.
The root,
so then the root, comfrey root, straightens up the bones. And but I just had the Symphytum there at that store, and it worked great. Just holding one little pellet. Wouldn't hurt to try. Wouldn't hurt to try it with arthritis. You know, there you've got a lot of inflammation in the knee joint with arthritis too that has to be dealt with, but it would certainly, you know, if there was a bone that was out of place causing some of that inflammation, it would certainly help. Eating celery helps strengthen the bones. So if you have a broken bone and you want to heal fast, eat lots of celery. It's very healing for the bones. But don't eat it until your bones are aligned, because you don't want it to heal too fast, because it actually helps your bones heal very, very fast. Bruises, I already talked about calendula. If you have excessive swelling, that's homeopathic ledum. Hypericum helps surface bruising. And arnica, you might need a 200C potency of arnica if you've got real deep wounds and bruising. And they've got the arnica and the different things in creams and gels too. So they're available. You don't have to just take them orally. You can just put them on in different ways. Burns, if you get a burn, there's a combination burn repair spray that works really well. I've used that for cooking burns and for sunburns, and it just takes that sting right away. The pain goes away instantly. It's amazing. You burn yourself when you're cooking, and you can spray that on, and it's fine. It's incredible. Apis 30C for red, prickly, and painful hot burns. I don't know if I mentioned Apis with the biting, but that certainly is a biting remedy. My son got stung by, he accidentally stepped on a yellow jacket nest, and he got, just bites all over around one ear. And I was looking all through, I couldn't find any first aid gel or anything that had, and I finally found a joint gel that I had that had Apis in it, because I'm looking all over for Apis. For this bite, these bites, and I took that and I smeared it on, and I said, "How does that feel?" He says, "Oh, it's fine." "Oh no, wait a minute! There was a little bit of stinging back here." I said, "Oh, I didn't know it was back there. You know, I hadn't seen those bites." So then I put it back there, and then that was gone. I mean, it was instantaneously, the never welted up or anything. It was just gone, like he'd never even been stung. My kids are kind of spoiled. The younger ones, the older ones, they kind of went through everything because I hadn't learned all this stuff. But the younger ones, they grew up with all this stuff, so they're pretty spoiled about not wanting any pain. Or sometimes they're like, "No, Mom, I don't want to take Arnica because I want to know. I want to feel like I worked out, Mom. I want the sore muscles." Yeah, it's a bruising. They want that black eye. It was in a fight, yeah. Uh-huh. Lavender essential oil or raw honey is really good for pain relief and healing when applied directly too for burns. Second degree burns, again, that burn repair spray. Ferrofos in a 12X, 3 doses, 15 minutes apart helps too. And again, the raw honey can help with second degree burns. And if you use, when you have a second degree burn, which means that it's gone through the top layer of skin, but it hasn't gone down like through to the meat, when it goes down through the meat of the tissue, then that's a third degree burn. First degree, it's just as sore on the surface. Second degree, that top layer of skin is off. So that one you might want to have open to the air for 24 hours because it helps healing. Now, if you're with somebody that has chest pain, that you don't want to mess around with that. You want to call 911 if somebody has chest pain. Then, the first thing that I would do with somebody that has, I would give a dose of Rescue Remedy if I had it with me. And even if I didn't have it with me, what I would do is I would hold their left pinky and put my with my left hand, so I would be stand on the left side of their body, whether they're laying down or sitting or standing. I would be on their left side and I would hold their left pinky. I wouldn't squeeze it, I would just hold their left pinky, and then I would put my right hand right in between their shoulder blades. There's one vertebrae that you have to hit in between the shoulder blades there, but as long as you get in between the shoulder blades with your left hand, you'll hit that vertebrae. Just right in the middle of the shoulder blades, and you just gently, just like with the breathing where you just touched and held, that's all you do with this. You just hold that pinky and put your right hand on that vertebrae in between the shoulder blades, and just hold it there for a minute or so, and the chest pain actually goes right away. Now it'll come back. You haven't healed the problem, but what you've done is you've bought time. You've decreased their stress, their heart's getting better function because you've made the heart line runs up from the pinky up the arm, and you're making that connection right directly to the heart, so the heart is actually functioning better when you're doing that hold. And on that video, this is one of those key method things, KI. And on that video, the video that I watched was made by a cardiologist, and he was telling the story where in the emergency room he had used that on an elderly woman that needed a cardiac cath, and for various reasons, they couldn't do it till the morning. And so he taught the woman's son how to do that hold. And he said he thought that that's the only reason why she made it through the night, to when they could actually do a cath and figure out where exactly the problem was, is because he did that hold whenever she started experiencing pain. And it would take her right out of the pain situation. So you still want to call 911. But, and I have used that too. The first time I used it, I was in the dentist office waiting for an appointment, and there was an elderly woman there with her son. And you could tell that she was somebody that had chronic chest pain, chronic angina, because her son is just reading the paper and kind of ignoring her, and she's kind of moaning and rubbing her chest. And I just can't stand it when there's something that I think might help, you know. So I don't, it doesn't matter what people, how crazy they think I am, I just kind of have to jump in and say, you know, would you mind if I just see if I could take her pain a little bit by holding her pinky and putting my hand on her back? Would you mind if I tried that? And they're looking at me like I'm a little bit crazy, but they said, well, I don't care, I guess you can do that. So I did that, and her pain went away immediately. And they were so ecstatic. They were just, because all of a sudden, I mean, her son had nothing he could do for her before, and now all of a sudden he had a tool and he could help his mom. So it was a really cool thing to be able to do that. You just touch it. Just touch it. I just put the flat of my hand right down in between the shoulder blades so I get as many vertebrae as I can, because it's one, I can't remember the exact vertebrae you need, but I know I always hit it when I put my hand on in between their shoulder blades there. I always hit that vertebrae and the pain goes right away. Very cool thing. The other thing I always have people do is take cayenne. I have my dad has had problems with his heart, and so if he's having problems, I'll have him take a dose of cayenne, and it just goes right away. And even if they have to go to the emergency room and get checked out, rather than an aspirin, I'd much rather they take cayenne. It helps keep the blood slippery like it should, and will stop any damage to the heart. So I have them use an extract, but if you don't have the cayenne extract in your medicine cabinet, just get the red pepper right out of your cupboard and put a few grains right underneath their tongue, and it'll work. Multi-cell salt homeopathic remedies, that is a combination of several what they call cell salts or minerals, and that helps the minerals to go where they're supposed to go in the body and helps remineralize the body. So that's a good thing if somebody's having heart issues, to make sure they get those minerals. If somebody's having diarrhea or dysentery, you want to take a probiotic, especially if it's antibiotic-induced. And by that, I mean the healthy bacteria that belongs in the digestive tract, Acidophilus, Saccharomyces, Boulardii, and there's several different bacteria. Now, Acidophilus is a bacteria. Saccharomyces boulardii is actually a friendly yeast. So if somebody's on a long-term antibiotic, they can take a product that has Saccharomyces boulardii in it and will help keep down the overgrowth of the candida type yeast that is a problem with so many people with the antibiotic use. Still be better if they didn't take the antibiotic, I feel, usually, but they have to do what they need to do and follow what their doctor tells them to do. So at least that's why one way we can help them keep from having too many side effects with having those long-term antibiotics. There are some homeopathic combination remedies for diarrhea, and they typically work pretty well. The other thing that works well that's right in your medicine cabinet is nutmeg. You can take some nutmeg and just put it in your mouth in 2 teaspoons. Just take it dry, and it'll usually stop that diarrhea dead.
Put it in your mouth and swallow it?
Just put it in your mouth and just let it sit there and absorb, and you can swallow it. Yeah, and it'll stop it. You use it on calves? Hey, cool. Ah, for their milk?
If they have the scours.
Oh, if they have the scours. Oh, okay.
Put it in the milk and feed it to them.
Put it in the milk and feed it to them, and it stops it. Yeah. I didn't know you were using it. I never thought of it, but it makes sense since it works on people.
I didn't know it worked on people.
Yeah. Yep, it does. Yeah. Well, we're all critters, aren't we? So... And again, anything that's sudden onset, aconite is the homeopathic remedy. And a lot of the times, you need to take aconite by itself. And you give that immediately and every 5 minutes for 3 or 4 doses, and a lot of times you'll stop the diarrhea dead also. That's really good for food poisoning, aconite is. Zinc Met is a homeopathic remedy that really helps helps the body to kill microorganisms. So Zinc Met is an excellent remedy for any kind of infectious type disease. If you have gotten sick because you've been exhausted, Rescue Remedy is also a good thing to take at any time. I mean, when you're really sick, you're stressed. So Rescue Remedy is really a good thing to take. Activated charcoal, if you have poisoning that's causing this, if you suspect that there's something that you've eaten or something that you've come in contact with that's an actual poison, then take some activated charcoal, and not just one capsule, take several, 8 or 10 capsules of activated charcoal, and that will deactivate the poison. It actually draws the poison or the chemicals from the bloodstream into your digestive tract, and so you can eliminate it in the stool. And oftentimes, like if you're feeling nauseated and it's not just the flu and it's maybe something you've come in contact with, a chemical that's kind of overwhelmed your liver. Signs of your liver being overwhelmed, one of them is nausea. So if you've been somewhere where there have been a lot of chemical smells, or you just didn't feel good in some place, and maybe you've got some fumes into your body, you can take charcoal and it'll actually pull those chemicals out of your blood and into the digestive tract. You don't want to ever be in a situation where you're taking charcoal every day, because it also ties up minerals. But for an acute situation, taking a handful of activated charcoal capsules is a very healthy thing to do. I even had somebody tell me one time they had to go to the emergency room, and they had taken charcoal before they went. The doctor was like, "Well, how did you know to do that?" Earache, I talked about that before in the cold and flu thing, but you just use that electromagnetic conduction technique where you put a tissue in the ear, hold it in your right hand, point down at the ear for a minute. You've got to both be grounded, you and the person that you're treating, or yourself. You know, you can treat yourself if it's early signs, and oftentimes that'll go right away. If it doesn't, you can put a white onion actually works a little bit better than a yellow onion, but you can use an onion under the ear, and that will cause popping and opening up the ears. So you can like slice an onion so you have the moisture there, and put that kind of right there behind the ear, and it'll help open that all up so that that eustachian tube doesn't get so blocked in there.
They work on dogs too.
Yeah, it should work on dogs too. If it works on people, just like it worked on our cows, it, you know, the nutmeg, an onion on a dog should work too. Sure.
So I do the same thing, and I just hold it.
Yeah, just
point
it. Yep. Or put the onion on, or both. Yep. You could even put onion over the upper eye, but you can't put it. You know, you got to put it in a bandana or a cheesecloth. You sure don't. You can't put it in a bag and have it work, but you could put it in a bandana or a cheesecloth so that you don't want to get onion stuff in your eyes. But that can help open up some of these sinus cavities there if you put it over your eyes. Sage and fenugreek are herbs that help with earaches. Hydrogen peroxide or vinegar, you can put some drops of hydrogen peroxide or vinegar in the ear to help loosen that wax and get it out. Have you heard of ear cones or ear candling? That's a pretty cool thing that you can use. It actually is just it's a long cone that's made of paper with wax on it, and you light a fire to the top of it, put it in a plate, and wait for the smoke to come out of the bottom of it, and then you put that in your ear and make a seal so that there's no smoke coming out of it, and afterwards you leave that in there till it burns down a ways. You know, this is something that you want to do with somebody else. You don't want to do it to yourself, because you can't have that little stick sticking out of your ear and see how far the fire is burned down, and you want to be safe when you're doing this kind of stuff. But, you know, just let it burn down until you feel like, you know, it's down far enough that you don't want to go any farther. And then I'd have a bowl of water next to me so that I can just take that ear cone and then just stick it right in the water to put the fire out. And it's amazing. Everybody, the big thing that they like to do when they do that ear candling type procedure is they cut down the candle and open it up to see all the wax that comes out. And you can tell the difference. You'll see some wax in there that comes from the candle, but you'll see that deep, dark yellow wax that actually came up from the ear. And we had one of the local churches around, somebody had trouble hearing, and they used those ear candles in their ear, and all of a sudden they could hear. So pretty soon a whole bunch of people from church were coming to get ear candles. So,
but I was always told that to have it work, the best it would be if 2 or 3 days before you put sweet oil in.
Yeah, putting sweet oil in the ear.
Candles, not just one.
Yeah. That's definitely is the best way. Yeah, especially if you have a huge problem, you can put sweet.
Never used it before.
Yep, you can put the sweet oil in the ear for 2 or 3 days to soften the wax, and then use 2 ear candles in an ear. And you don't want to repeat it any more than every 6 months, because that would be the most often that you'd want to do it, because you want that normal secretion to be in your ear, and you end up pulling out too much stuff. You know, you don't want to treat yourself even naturally, you know, more than you need to. One man did ear candling, and he actually had the earwax analyzed, and he had 30 types of yeast, bacteria, and so forth in the candle. If you have ringing in the ears, a lot of times that's coming from the kidneys, so you need to think about healing the kidneys, and that's another seminar. But Chinese herbs for the kidneys work pretty well. Dandelion root for the kidneys. Magnesium is important for ringing in the ears too, especially like magnesium aspartate is a good magnesium to take to help that, to help decrease ringing in the ears. Homeopathics that work for ears would be like gelsenium, pulsatilla, followed immediately by ferfos, doing 3 doses of those. And there's some ear remedies by different homeopathic companies, combination remedies that also help. Headaches. There's awesome homeopathic remedies for headaches, and usually you'll find one that works for a headache quite well. There's all sorts of different companies that make the combination remedies, and they all work very well. And peppermint oil on the back of the neck, and then there's a push point on the hand, right where your thumb and your index finger meet down in that V. You just go inside of that V a little bit, and there's a pressure point there, and you push on that. So if you don't have a remedy with you, you can just squeeze that V area in between. And you know, if you just lay your thumb and finger along your hand with it open and get along that V and just push on there, you'll get the point. Yeah, it works. It'll take the headache away. That's a really nice acupressure. Yeah, it doesn't matter. You can use either hand. B vitamins. Sometimes if you're getting a lot of headaches, sometimes your B vitamins are off whack. And there's an energy technique that goes with that, BANT therapy, that you can use with B vitamins, because sometimes you can have enough nutrients in your body, but you're not using them for some reason. You know, some people, they'll taste a lot of salt in their mouth, and yet maybe they have swelling, you know, and it's just like they're not using it. So if you're not using something well, like you're taking B vitamins, and it's like, how could it be B vitamins with my headache? Well, maybe you're not using them well enough. You can actually take a multivitamin product that has all the B's in it and hold it in your right hand, like you do if you're getting rid of a cold. Only this is since you're using you have a positive energy that you're holding in your right hand, so you're not removing any energy, but you're holding it in your right hand and pointing down at the top of the head, usually for 6 or 8 seconds is all it takes. And there's no like energy exchange where you're pulling things out, but it's more of a wake up, start using this. And I've used that technique often with a lot of different situations where maybe people's water balance is off, where they're swelling with water balance. I'll like just take some water and hold it in my right hand and point at their head, or take some salt and hold it in my right hand and point at the top of their head, and they'll do a fluid shift like right away. It's amazing. It's just wake up and use this. And it's one of those things that sounds really bizarre and crazy, but it's one of those things, what can it hurt? Like, that's how I got into homeopathy. I thought, well, there's nothing in it, it can't work, you know. So by that same thought process, I thought, well, what can it hurt? you know, so that's how I got into homeopathy, because I tried out some remedies on some nieces and nephews. Don't tell their parents. But they worked on all of them for allergies. They came over and they had allergy symptoms, and for some reason I had an allergy. Somebody had given me an allergy remedy, and I thought, well, I'll try it. You know, figured it couldn't hurt anything. There's nothing in it. And I gave it to him, not telling him that I didn't think it would work, and it worked within minutes on both of them. So that got me looking into homeopathic medicine, actually using that allergy remedy on my niece and nephew, because I found out that it worked. Then I found out that my mom had used her doctor when she was growing up, because I didn't know how to tell my mom about homeopathy, because there isn't anything in it, and I thought she was just going to give me a really hard time about this homeopathic remedy stuff, because she used to teach nursing. Well, when I called her to tell her that I found this new thing called homeopathy, she says, well, that's not new. She says, I had a homeopathic physician until I was 18 years old. That's all they used, was little drops in a glass on their fireplace mantle. You know, she remembered that was a clear picture, you know, their little glass that they put drops in to take whenever they got sick. So, if somebody is hemorrhaging, first thing you do, 911, then you take cayenne pepper by mouth, 5 to 6 drops. Or if you don't have the pepper, use the stuff in the medicine cabinet. But that extract is pretty nice, and repeat it every 2 minutes if it's necessary. And I've even had people use this if they have heavy periods. It'll slow down the periods so that they don't bleed as much using the cayenne. So it's very helpful. People that have had major hemorrhage issues where they've cut an artery, even it has stopped the bleeding. So it's an awesome thing to have in your medicine cabinet, cayenne pepper. The other thing that stops bleeding is, it's another key method thing. And what you can do is put your right hand over the affected area. Like if you had an ulcer, if somebody was having a bleeding ulcer, and you don't know that, but if you suspect that somebody might have a bleeding ulcer, you know, they're having pain and they're feeling pale and stuff, you can have them to put their right hand over the affected area. Or if they've gotten an injury somewhere, even if it's an internal injury and you can't see where it is, but you know there's an injury there, you can put your right hand on the abdomen and then put your left on top of it, kind of the palm over the palm, not the fingers over the fingers, but the palm over the palm kind of thing. But your right hand face down, your palm down, your left hand palm down on top of your right, and you just hold it there. It's not a pressure thing where you need to push on it like we're taught in most emergency classes, but you just hold it there and it actually stops bleeding immediately. The first time I tried this was when I was camping and I had banged my thumb, and I actually saw the blood coming underneath my thumbnail. Well, I couldn't do this on myself, so again, my poor son, I grabbed him. He's 12 at the time, and we just had gotten to the camp when we were setting up camp, and he's like wanting to go ride his bike, and I'm like, no, you got to come here and help me. So put your right hand on here and your left on top, and he's doing it. He's not wanting to do it. He's like kind of making movements with his feet, like he wants to get out of there while he's holding his hands on my thumb. And you know, he finally talked me into, okay, go ahead, and he took his hands off, and immediately my thumb started to throb, and I said, wait a minute, come back here, and put your hands back on there. And he's like, oh, Mom, but he puts his hands back on there for a couple more minutes, and then he took his hands off, and it didn't throb anymore, and I had seen blood going underneath my thumb. There was nothing there. It was totally normal. So, and I had a family member that had a bleeding ulcer that had a huge problem. They couldn't get his hemoglobin up. He'd been in the hospital for 3 days, and I was finally like, would you please, when you're laying there in that bed, just put your right hand on your tummy and your left on the top. The next day, his hemoglobin started coming up. So, this stuff where it's just amazing what energy kind of things you can do that are just so simple, and you've always got your hands with you. It just works. Yeah, it just works. It's just absolutely amazing what you can do. Rescue remedy, anytime anybody has shock, rescue remedy. You know, you put it right on that pulse point. heat exhaustion. There's some really good homeopathic remedies for heat exhaustion. Belladonna, if you have a really red flushed face and throbbing headache, and that's the typical kind of thing that you'll see with heat exhaustion. And you want to get them out of the sun, put them in the shade, you know, put a cool, not cold cloth, but just a cool cloth on them, and then give them some belladonna, and oftentimes they'll snap right out of it. Again, it's an acute situation. You can give it to them every 15 minutes until they start feeling better. If they have that heat exhaustion with muscle cramps, you can give them the homeopathic remedy cuprum, C-U-P-R-U-M. If they have a headache with nausea, then that would be bryonia would be the remedy. If they have sweating skin and throbbing, bursting headache, that remedy, I'm not sure the pronunciation on this one, but it's glanoinum. G-L-O-N-O-I-N-U-M. So that's for the sweating skin and throbbing, bursting headache. I have seen one company with a heat exhaustion remedy, and I'm not sure which company it is, but it would be a combination of those things. And give them water, of course, so that they're hydrating. The other thing that you can do is stimulate with water, again, using that electromagnetic conduction technique, and hold some water in your right hand and point at the top of the head. And then you can even take a gallon of water and put it in your left hand and use that energy technique to put the energy of water into them, and that helps that water to all function better. If you have an infection, an external infection, again, you can rub that area with a tissue to get whatever the infection is. It's going to be in that tissue. Hold it in your right hand and point down at the infection for a couple minutes. Save that sample. You may need to repeat it if it's a really bad infection. You can apply black gel. That's a drawing agent. It draws the infection out to the surface. And then with a black gel, you'd use it as a compress and just change that compress every 4 to 6 hours. If it gets red and hot, belladonna again. Anytime you have a red hot injury, belladonna, or if you have any kind of a red hot condition, belladonna is the remedy that you want to use. There's a bone skin poultice capsule that has a golden salve by Nature Sunshine that you can put on too. I had a horse that had an injury. He actually put a bolt into his forehead, and it was just amazing. I don't know how he did it. Horses, they're suicidal, I swear. But I go out and I knew where he'd gotten it from, and it was like a 1-inch round diameter bolt, and I thought that's where his brain was, you know, but it was actually into his sinus cavity, so I go out, you know, my son had gone out to do chores, and he came in and said, "Mom, you better go see your horse," you know. And so I went out, and here he is with this big hole in his head, and he's got blood coming down the outside of his face and also running out of his nose, so I knew it was into the sinus cavity too. And I was feeling really poor at the time and thinking, oh, I just can't do vet bills, you know, I just can't do vet bills right now. I just don't. So I use that electromagnetic conduction technique, and I just put a paper towel in there to make sure I got any kind of bacteria that might have come off of that bolt in there, and held it in my right hand and pointed down at him to draw that negative energy off. And then I just shot first aid gel into him and put a bandage over him with a fly mask over the top to hold that bandage onto him. And he healed right up. It was amazing. Now, I could tell that he had a headache for a while, because he was just kind of hanging around in the pasture with his head down, but he's perfectly fine now, and he's got a little bit of a scar there where the hair looks a little bit different right there, but if I didn't know it was there, you wouldn't even know that he had had any kind of an injury there at all. So it was really good. My animals, you know, they're a real testament to what homeopathy and all these healing energies things can do. You know, it's not a placebo effect. If somebody has kidney stones, do you know what time it is? I keep looking at that clock, and it isn't. Okay, well, we're almost done, I think. Cherry juice concentrate you can use for kidney stones, 3 tablespoons. Don't drink anything before or after, and you take just 1 tablespoon at a time. A lot of stones have drugs actually in them, so you can get sick while you're breaking them up. If you start feeling sick at all, then take some activated charcoal. But cherry juice concentrate helps to dissolve kidney stones. Hydrangea is an herb that helps. You would dose that over a week period of time to dissolve those stones slowly. 2 to 3 tablespoons of salt in 1 to 2 ounces of water is what that should say. Put the salt in and let it sit, and then sip the water across the top, and that will help break up little kidney stones, just that salt water. You might, like I said, you might need charcoal, and even dairy fat helps to protect from toxins that are released from the kidney stones as they're dissolving. Lipase enzymes will help to break up dairy. If you have a German background and blue eyes, you usually don't handle dairy well, so you might need some enzymes, and you might tend to form kidney stones more if your lipase enzymes don't work correctly. Motion sickness. There is a motion sickness homeopathic combination remedy in it, and it works very well. The other thing that I found is sometimes people aren't using magnesium correctly when they're motion sick, and so you can stimulate again by holding magnesium in the right hand, pointing down at the top of the head for a few seconds, and that's all it takes sometimes. Ginger is an herb that will help motion sickness. Sometimes with people that are motion sick, they have a lot of underlying fear, and you have to treat that the emotional. And sometimes there's other emotions that are also tied into motion sickness, and so you can go to some of those flower remedies to help deal with those emotional issues. And mimulus in particular helps with that fear. Peppermint oil on the tongue sometimes will help. If you have muscles that are pulled, twisted, you can apply cold compresses. Arnica again, or Rustox remedy, homeopathic remedies, the first aid gel. Epsom salt baths are awesome. People forget about Epsom salt baths, but when you think of Epsom salt, it's magnesium and sulfur. Very good for dealing with toxins and relaxing the muscles. Peaceful Mountain products are just awesome too. They come in different formulas. There's joint formulas, muscle formulas, all sorts of different formulas, tendon, arthritis formulas, back and neck formulas. They're combination herbs with a little arnica in it, and people just love those. We sell a lot of joint rescue, and you wouldn't be selling it if it didn't work. You can even use, they have a performance one that you can put on before you exercise. If you have nausea, that vinco cold and flu, I go back to that. There's a virus stat by Energique too that is a really helps those viruses. Charcoal, again, if it's from a toxic exposure. Gelsenium, homeopathic remedy, if you have aches or chills. And ginger, taking ginger will help. Poisoning, I think we talked about that some. You take 3 capsules of activated charcoal immediately and repeat that every 3 to 5 minutes. If you're dizzy, you take a dose of rescue remedy. If you know what the poison is, you can take a sample. Sometimes all you need to do is take a saliva sample, because a lot of times you'll have that poison in your mouth if it's something that you've ingested, and hold that in your right hand and use that drawing technique to draw that out by holding it in your right hand and pointing your finger at the top of your head. There's a Peaceful Mountain product called Stomach Rescue, and that is an awesome product. A lot of people like that. And then Epicac, homeopathic Epicac, stops vomiting. If it's real Epicac, it causes vomiting, but homeopathic Epicac stops vomiting. Poison ivy or oak, there is a King Bio product, a poison ivy product that is awesome. My husband is really prone to getting poison ivy, and that's now my favorite thing, is that poison ivy King Bio, because last time he got it, he just sprayed that on and it started drying the remedy right up. And the King Bio products are in a water base, so it doesn't cause any, there's no alcohol to cause irritation or anything. It was wonderful. Then there's jewelweed soap that you want to use. If you've ever been in poison ivy, use the jewelweed soap, because that will get those oils from the poison ivy off of your skin. Rustox homeopathic remedy sometimes also helps with poison ivy. That's a remedy made from poison ivy. sinus problems, again, get the colon working. Mix anything with thyme and get it into the sinus, like A and C. There's usually parasites there, actually, so laying salt and onion over the sinus cavity will help kill all of that. A white onion, again. Yellow onion is actually better for eating, but white onion helps to weaken and kill some of these parasites and infections that you get.
What was the other thing besides the white onion?
Salt. Yeah. I use a lot of salt. It's cheap and available, and you know, what is it going to hurt? Skin health, you really want to have vitamin A and avoid white sugar for skin health and heal the digestive tract. Do all those digestive tract things for your skin. Whooping cough. It's harder to get rid of now if people get it because so many people are resistant from all the vaccines. And it's usually a secondary infection that causes death if somebody comes down with whooping cough. And you need a lot of vitamin A to build you back up, and that helps repair quickly. But there's a homeopathic remedy that you can use for whooping cough. But salt and onion compresses on the chest help that. Just do alternating, right, direct skin contact, salt and onion, white onion, will help with whooping cough. So, and usually that's all you need to do is salt and onion.
When confronted with a health situation that appears suddenly, the most important thing is to remain calm yourself. Take a deep breath to get oxygen to your brain and help calm your nerves. If you have that on hand, take a dose of rescue remedy. Notice if the person is in any imminent danger. Are they breathing? Is their color good? If so, there is no need to get upset. You have time to summon help if you need it. If not, you may need to go through the steps for CPR. If you have not had a CPR course, I would recommend you take one. Call your local health department to get information about classes. I hope you enjoyed this information. I also hope you never have to use these techniques. Remember that if you do use these techniques, follow up with a health care provider if needed. Look for more information in the resource section of the Learn Natural Healing and Medicine website for recommended materials to gain knowledge regarding specific information about natural remedies. Also, feel free to share your experiences in healing health conditions naturally. Send me your story using the contact information on this site. I will put all appropriate information on this site to share with others. Have a great rest of the day, and may God bless your own health journey as He has blessed mine.